This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some 7 million Americans have defaulted on student loans in recent years with an average debt of about $14,000. Now there's a push to make colleges chip in to cover some of that debt. Perhaps then the colleges would have more of an incentive to ensure students don't end up with unsustainable loans. That's the topic at a Senate hearing today. Nova Safo reports.
Corey Seward is in his fourth year at Indiana University, and he's in debt.
Probably over $20,000, I'd imagine. The money is the only thing I really worry about. I don't worry about classes or grades.
His mom, Julie Watkins, is worried, too, about after graduation.
That's what I worry about, is how high his monthly payment's going to be.
The idea at today's hearing is to have colleges worry, too, says Ben Miller. He studies education policy at the Center for American Progress.
You want people to care about the debt beyond the day after they issue it and to make colleges somewhat financially responsible.
To do that, the Senate is considering whether colleges should pay back the federal government a portion of any defaulted debt. What portion is still up for debate? Pauline Abernathy of the Institute for College Access and Success supports the idea, but she says there are risks.
We don't want to provide any disincentive for schools to enroll low-income students who may, in some cases, have a higher risk of default.
The idea has bipartisan support, Abernathy says, but lots of details still have to be ironed out. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.